Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. All that glitters is not gold, but the price of the real thing has been putting on a scintillating performance in recent weeks. The yellow metal reached $470 an ounce in London trading today, its highest level since the beginning of this year. Some analysts are predicting it could go much higher, but this may not be good news for the rest of us. Joining us from Marketplace's London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Welcome, Mr. Beard. Why are people buying gold now? What's up with gold?
Well, no, there's always a certain amount of physical demand, of course. People actually buy gold mostly to make jewelry, and 300 tons a year are used by the electronics industry to make contacts and connectors. 70 million tons are snapped up by the dental profession. But this most recent buying spree is almost certainly investment. This is big hedge funds, wealthy individuals buying gold because they think the price is going to go up.
And why do they think the price is going up? Are people concerned about inflation here?
That seems to be the likeliest explanation, yes. I mean, gold doesn't earn an income like shares or bonds. It's expensive to store and insure. The only real justification for investing in it is if you think money, currencies, are going to lose value because of inflation. And a number of analysts here in London are saying that this spike in the price of gold is a sign of waning confidence in currencies. Here's Andrew Hilton, the head of a leading think tank here, the Centre for the Study of Financial Innovation.
Gold is the haven of last resort for those who have no faith that governments, not just the American government, but European governments and the Japanese government, can actually preserve the value of their currencies.
And this is the point, really, that all the world's major currencies have a big question mark over them at the moment. The dollar, because of the budget and trade deficits. The euro, because of economic stagnation and uncertainty after the German elections. And the yen, because of lingering doubts about the strength of the Japanese recovery.
But the investors in gold, they call them gold bugs, I understand, don't think we're about to see a big burst of inflation?
No, they don't. I mean, if they did, gold would be much higher than it is today. It's worth remembering that in 1979, what was then the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan and gold hit more than $800 an ounce. So we're a long way from that. But this recent spike, these analysts say, is a sign that some investors are fretting. Consumer price inflation has been held down in recent years by the wave of cheap manufactured goods from China. But they say pressure is building up from things like, for example, the price of oil and other commodities. They argue that inflation is far from dead. It could be reviving and could soon begin to erode living standards.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.